愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天早上跟大家第四次来学习祷告文。
And this morning we will study the Lord's Prayer for the fourth time.
到底我们要怎么祷告
？So how do we pray?
从圣经看起来有两种方式。
And from the Bible, there are two ways we can pray.
第一种就是圣灵用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
That is the first way is through the Holy Spirit with His utterance.
所以我们就是一直感谢，一直赞美，然后圣灵灵言代替我们祷告。
So we give thanks and we give praise to God, and the Holy Spirit pray for us through the speaking in tongue.
那这种祷告能够合符合神的旨意。
So this type of prayer can be done according to God's will.
这个是完全的祷告。
This is a complete prayer.
那另外一个祷告就是主祷文。
And the other type of prayer is the Lord's prayer.
主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
So the Lord teaches us how to pray.
就是主祷文。
That is through the Lord's prayer.
有一个姐妹在见证。
So one sister once testified.
有一天她身体生了一个什么东西。
And one time she had a growth on her body.
那她就为这个事情一直祷告。
And she continuously prayed for this matter.
她就一直念祷告文，大概念了两个钟头、三个钟头。
So she repeatedly recited the Lord's prayer for about 2 hours.
这很奇妙的。就是一直念祷告，念到最后的这个病就好了。
And from reciting the Lord's Prayer over and over, her illness was actually cured.
所以第二个祷告方式就是照着主祷文的内容来祷告。
So the second way we can pray is to pray according to the content of the Lord's Prayer.
那主祷文一共有六个祈求。
And there are six requests in the Lord's Prayer.
前面三个祈求是满足神的需要。
So the first three requests is to satisfy the need of God.
那后面三个祈求是满足我们的需要。
And the last requests are to fulfill our needs.
但是我们常常发现我们的祷告大部分集中在后面这三部分。
But we have noticed that in most of our prayers, we spend most of our time on the last three types of requests.
而且这个后面三句，我们的祷告大部分集中在肉体上、物质上、精神上的需要。
And we also notice that of these last three types of requests, we often focus our prayer on our physical needs, our material needs, and our emotional needs.
当然，神是我们的父，他怜悯我们，也会听我们的祷告。
Of course, our God is our Heavenly Father, so He has pity on us and will listen to our prayers.
但是六句的祷告，我们只一生一辈子只集中在一句，这个祷告是不完全的。
If there are three sentences in this prayer, but we focus all our prayers in our lives on only one of them, this is not a complete prayer.
一个完全的祷告是祷告文这个六句都包括在里面。
A complete prayer should include all six sentences in this Lord's Prayer.
而且把这个顺序照着圣经的顺序来祈祷。
And also to pray in the order that's laid out in the Bible.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
所以你们要祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父。这个第一句话是提醒我们祷告的对象是谁。
So the first sentence reminds us who we are praying to.
我们祷告的对象是我们的父亲。
The audience of our prayer is our Father.
而且他是在天上的父亲。
And He's our Father in heaven.
就是我们所拜的神。
Who is the God we worship.
为什么我们可以向他求？
Why is it that we can pray to Him?
因为他对我们的爱。
Because He loves us.
不然的话，神这么伟大，我们连伊丽莎都不如，他怎么会理我们？
Otherwise, God is so great and we're as insignificant as a grain of sand. Why would He pay any attention to us?
既然他是父亲，
because He is the Father.
他爱我们，
He loves us.
所以我们就可以坦然无惧来到他面前向他求。
So we can come in front of Him without fear and pray to Him.
那既然他是神，
and because He is God,
他有智慧知道怎么解决我们的问题。
He has the wisdom to know how to solve our problems.
他也有能力来解决我们的问题。
He has the power to solve our problems.
所以我们跪下来祷告，第一个要肯定我现在是向谁祷告。
So when we kneel down to pray, first we must recognize who we're praying to.
我是向天上的父。
We're praying to our Father in heaven.
那接下去三个祈求的内容。
And the other three requests in this prayer.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
就是神的名能够高举，得到荣耀。
Is to raise up the name of God and glorify His name.
这个是所有祷告里面的第一个顺序。
So this should be the very first item in our prayers.
因为神创造万物，包括你我，最后的目的就是要他得到荣耀。
Because God created heaven and earth and everyone here to glorify His name.
神的名得到荣耀，人活着才有意义。
Only if we can glorify God's name, then our lives have meaning.
那第二个祷告。
The second prayer.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Your will be done on earth.
第二个祷告，愿你的国降。
Your kingdom come.
这个国就是神的国度降临在我们中间。
That is for God's kingdom to come among us.
也就是神来做我们的王。
That is allow God to be our king.
那第三个祷告。
The third prayer.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我每一天的事情想法有三个可能。
Every day in our thoughts, there are three possibilities.
第一个，神的旨意。
The first is according to God's will.
第二个，我们自己的意思。
The second is according to our wills.
第三个，魔鬼的意思。
The third is according to Satan's will.
所以我们的祷告是求神的旨意能够超越我们自己的意思，能够超越魔鬼的意思。
So our prayer is that God's will will surpass our own wills and also surpass the devil's will.
那这三个祷告完了，才求我们个人的需要。
And after we have prayed these three prayers, then we can pray about our own needs.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
这是第四个祷告。
This is the fourth prayer.
第五个祷告。
The fifth prayer.
十二节。
Verse 12.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors.
这个债就是罪。
This debt is our sin.
这个就是祈求我们跟神的关系，跟人的关系能够非常的和睦。
This is to ask that we can have harmony between us and God and also with other people.
那第六个祷告。
The sixth prayer.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
这个就是指着我们练面对灵界的一股力量，魔鬼应该有的态度。
And this is the attitude that we should have when we have to encounter the force and the spirit, which is Satan.
试探是从魔鬼来的。
Temptation comes from the devil.
所以最好求神让我们不要遇到。
So we ask God that we do not need to encounter temptations.
因为人毕竟比不上魔鬼。
Because we're not as strong as the devil.
魔鬼看不见。
The devil is invisible.
比我们能力大。
He's more powerful than we are.
所以也求神让不要遇到试探。
So we ask God that we do not encounter temptation.
那救我们脱离凶恶。
And to deliver us from the evil.
这个凶恶就是魔鬼啊。
The evil one is the devil.
求神保守，求神让我们不要遇到，求神救我们脱离魔鬼。
So ask God to preserve us so we do not encounter the devil, and when we encounter, we ask God to deliver us.
所以，这后面三句就是对我们自己的需要的祷告。
So these last three prayers are prayers relating to our needs.
好，那今天我们来看最后三句话。
So today we'll focus on the last three sentences.
这是一种提醒。
This is a reminder.
也是每一次祷告要结束，再一次的肯定。
And this is also an affirmation at the end of each of our prayers.
13节。
Verse 13.
下半句。
The second half of verse 13.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
林肯曾经发表一篇演讲。
President Lincoln once gave a speech.
他说，民有、民治、民享。
He says,
Of the people, by the people, for the people.
Of the people, by the people, for the people.
这是一个非常出名的一句话。
This is a very famous sentence.
这个是民主政治里面非常重要的三个原则。
And this is a very important principle for democracy.
美国是一个美妙的国家。
And United States is a wonderful country.
美国是谁的？
Who owns America?
就是住在美国这个快三亿人属于他们的。
It belongs to everyone who lives in the United States.
那美国要由谁来统治？
So who rules America?
要由这个三亿多的人来统治。
And it's ruled by everyone that lives in it.
所以这个叫做民主，因此要选举。
This is called democracy, and this is why we have elections.
那美国的这个好要谁来享受？
So who gets to enjoy this wonderful nation?
就是要让美国三亿人来享受。
This is to be enjoyed by everyone that lives in this nation.
那我们现在如果把这个观念套到教会来。
So if we transfer this, this concept into the church.
厄瓦教会是谁的？
Who owns the Irvine Church?
Irvine 教会就是 Irvine 250个信徒的。
Irvine Church belongs to the 250 members here.
那 Irvine 教会是为谁设立的？
Who was the Irvine Church established for?
就是为着250个信徒设立的。
It was established for the 250 members here.
那 Irvine 教会要谁来管理？
So who should manage the Irvine Church?
就是这250个信徒来管理。
It's managed by the 250 members here.
如果我们用这个观念来看教会，
But if we look at a church with this concept,
那教会就是社会的一部分。
The church is part of the society.
教会不是盖在山上，教会是盖在平地，是社会的一部分。
And we do not build a church on top of a mountain, but in the plains as part of the society.
这个叫做俗化。
This is to secularize the church.
好，那我们再回来问，那厄凡教会是谁的？
So let's ask again, who does the Irvine Church belong to?
我们现在回来圣经。
Let's return to the Bible.
先看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传的19:20.
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传20.
Acts chapter 20.
28.
Verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就应当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
Verse 28, therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made your overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
这里保罗 提醒以弗所教会的长老。
So here Paul reminds the elders at the church of Ephesus.
因为他们是教会的监督。
Because they are overseers of the church.
所以要把教会的方向抓得很准。
So they must carefully manage the direction the church is taking.
这里说要牧养神的教会。
To tend to the flock of God.
就是他用自己的宝血买来的。
To shepherd the church which God has purchased with his own blood.
圣经用买这个字。
The Bible used the word purchase.
所以教会是神付代价买出来的。
So a church was purchased by God with a price.
什么代价？
What was this price that he paid?
就是耶稣来世界为我们牺牲流血。
That's the Lord Jesus Christ coming to this earth and sacrifice himself for us.
那从谁买出来？
And where did he buy this church from?
从魔鬼的手下买出来。
He purchased it from the hands of Satan.
那在什么时候买出来？
So when did he purchase this church?
在洗礼的时候。
This is at the time of baptism.
所以还没有受洗以前。
So before we are baptized.
我们是属世界的。
We belong to the world.
我们是属魔鬼的。
We belong to the devil.
我们跟神的没有份。
We have no part in God.
我们跟永生没有份。
We have no part in eternal life.
我们只在地狱的阴影之下。
We live in the shadow of Hades, hell.
那受洗了。
After we are baptized.
神的宝血洁净我们的罪。
And God's blood washed away our sin.
这个叫做买出来。
Then we have been purchased.
所以受洗以后，我们就归属主耶稣。
So after we are baptized, we belong to Lord Jesus Christ.
你也是属耶稣，我也是属耶稣，大家都属耶稣。
You belong to Lord Jesus Christ, and I belong to Lord Jesus, and every one of us belong to Lord Jesus.
所以整个厄万教会的信徒都是属主耶稣的。
So every single member at Irvine Church belong to Lord Jesus.
因为都是他的宝血买出来的。
Because we're all purchased with this blood.
所以厄万教会是属谁的？
So who does Irvine Church belong to?
谁付出代价来买出来就是谁的。
Who paid the price to purchase this church, then this church belongs to him.
他是属于主耶稣的。
So the church belongs to Lord Jesus.
那Irvine教会是为着谁来设立的？
So who was Irvine Church established for?
是为着神来设立的。
It was established for God.
要在这个地方来兴旺神的国。
It's at this place will bring forth God's kingdom.
要在这个地方来荣耀神的名。
At this place will glorify God's name.
要在这个地方让更多人得到神的恩典。
And in this place, more people will receive God's grace.
这个是神的。
This is God's.
那谁要来管理这个教会？
So who is to manage this church?
当然，既然是神的，是神在做王，神在管理。
If this place belongs to God, then God is the king, and God will manage this place.
所以这个是一个非常重要的观念。
This is a very important concept.
教会是神的国。
The church is the kingdom of God.
国度是神的。
This kingdom belongs to God.
是主耶稣的。
It belongs to Lord Jesus.
不是属人的。
It does not belong to people.
所以我们在教会里面，
既
然教会是属神的。
So when we're in church, knowing that the church belongs to God.
所以教会不能股东化。
So we can,
公司化。
We cannot turn the church into a corporation.
谁出钱比较多，讲话比较大声，不是这样的。
We cannot allow people's opinions to be heard more because they have donated more money.
因为我们不是人买我们出来的。
Because we have not been purchased by people.
我们是神的宝血，主耶稣的宝血买我们出来的。
We have been purchased by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
那我们的奉献是对神的感恩。
Our contribution is our thanksgiving to God.
不是用奉献来买在教会里面的影响力。
We do not use our contribution to buy influence inside church.
那既然我们是出于爱神，我们的奉献会蒙神纪念。
So if we made an offering out of our love for God, then our offerings will be remembered by God.
好像主耶稣告诉少年的财主，有天上的财宝为你存留。
Like how Jesus told the wealthy young man that your treasure is stored up in heaven.
所以教会是属神的，所以不能股东化。
So the church belongs to God, so we cannot turn it into a corporation.
教会也不能家族化。
We also cannot turn it into a family business.
因为我们家族人很多。
I have many people in my family.
所以我们的影响力很大。
So we have a lot of influence in the church.
每一件事情如果没有我们家族通过，你就通不了。
If anything does not have the support of my family, then it will not pass.
这是世俗的观念。
This is all a worldly concept.
教会是神的。
A church belongs to God.
不是哪一个家族的。
It does not belong to any one family.
所以圣经里面说，不要一直讲你是亚伯兰的子孙。
So the Bible says, do not continue to say that you are the children of Abraham.
我爸爸、我公公、我的几代在教会做过什么，这都不重要。
Not to talk about who is my father, who is my grandfather, and how what have my family done in the church. These are all not important.
他们对神贡献很多，这是他们对神的爱。
If they have contributed a lot to God's work, this is out of their love for God.
他们的贡献神会纪念。
Their contribution to the church will be remembered by God.
但不是因为我们祖宗做了什么，所以我们在教会就有影响力。
But it shouldn't be that our influence in church is affected by who our ancestors are.
这种是世俗的观念。
These are all secular thoughts.
教会是属神的。
The church belongs to God.
是他用自己的宝血买来的。
He purchased it with his own blood.
那主耶稣看不见啊，那如果主耶稣来管理教会，那怎么管理？
Because we cannot see Lord Jesus, how can we have Jesus manage the church?
那我们就看当时使徒教会是怎么来管理教会。
So let's look at how the apostolic church was managed.
他们是怎么决定的？
How do they make decisions?
这个就是我们的方向。
This is the direction that we should take.
因为这些经过主耶稣训练的门徒是怎么在带领教会。
To look at how these disciples of God who are disciples of Jesus who are trained by Jesus lead the church.
我们看《使徒行传》。
Let's look at Acts.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 21.
所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，从约翰施洗一直到主耶稣离开我们被接上升的日子，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中间立一位与我们同坐基督复活的见证。这里讲了他们先设定要选立一个使徒的条件。
So here they first laid out the criteria of a disciple apostle.
他必须是常常跟主耶稣同在的。
Has to be someone who has accompanied Lord Jesus.
结果后来找到两个人。
So they found two candidates.
所以二三节说选举了两个人。
So they proposed two persons in verse 23.
那这个两个人怎么决定呢?
And how did they decide between these two?
24节。
Verse 24.
众人就祷告说，主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两个人指明你所拣选的是谁，叫他们得这个使徒的职分。
Verse 24, and they prayed and said, You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in the ministry and the apostleship from.
所以到最后是神啊，你指明到底你要用谁。
So at the end, they asked God to show them which two that he has chosen.
外表看起来两个都符合条件，但是心每个人都不一样。
From the outside, both of these persons, they fit the qualifications, but they cannot see their hearts.
但是心只有神知道。
Only the Lord knows their hearts.
所以求你告诉我们。
So they asked the Lord to tell them.
所以看起来表面是人在管理教会，但其实是神透过属灵的人在管理教会。
So on the surface, it seems like it's people who are managing the church, but in reality, it was God managing the church through these spiritual people.
我们再看第六章。
Let's look at also chapter 6.
这个第六章啊，教会里面发生一些埋怨的事情。
And in verse 6, there were some complaints in the church.
那要怎么解决?
How do they resolve this?
就选一些人来帮忙管理教会。
So they chose some of the members to help manage the church.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出有七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他管理这个事。
Verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, For Holy Spirit and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business.
第五节。
Verse 5.
众人都喜悦这个话，就拣选斯提凡。
And the sayings pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen.
Okay. 这个第五节看起来是民主，是大家在选。
And verse 5, it seems like it's a democracy that everyone chose these people.
但是在第三节把条件讲出来。
But in verse 3, they lay out the qualifications.
这个条件就是神要用人的条件。
These are the qualifications for God to use a person.
这个不是人用人的条件。
These are not qualifications set by people who wants to choose people to use.
如果要管理饭食，应该是饭煮得越好、肌肉越大的人让他去管。
So in human perspective, if you want someone to take care of the distribution of the food, you ask someone who can cook the best and have the biggest muscles.
那第一个要有好名声，就是他有好的表现，可以做榜样。
First, they must have good reputation, so they can be good examples.
第二个要圣灵充满。
Second, they must be full of Holy Spirit.
所以他就有服事的动力，因为圣灵好像火在烧。
So they can be motivated to serve because Holy Spirit is burning like a fire inside them.
让软弱变成刚强。
So they can change their weaknesses into their strength.
那第三个智慧充足。
And third is to be full of wisdom.
这个智慧充足不是世界上谁 IQ 比较高、书读比较好的。
So this wisdom is not whether a person has high IQ or has good education.
这个智慧充足是属灵的智慧。
This wisdom refers to spiritual wisdom.
是认识神的智慧。
The wisdom that knows God.
是了解神的旨意的智慧。
The wisdom that knows the will of God.
所以虽然看起来是人在选举人，但是这是在尊重神的原则在做的。
So even though it seems like the people chose these people to come out to serve, but this is according to God's principles.
所以国度是神的。
So the kingdom belongs to God.
因此要尊重神。
So we must respect God.
不能用个人的喜好来教会做事情。
We cannot do church work according to personal preferences.
因为教会不是人的。
Because this church does not belong to us.
我们再回来看。十五章。
Let's look back to chapter 15.
这个十五章啊，第一节就讲了、外邦人要不要受割礼。
And in chapter 15, verse 1, they discuss the issue of circumcision.
那这个就起了争论。
And there were disputes inside church.
那我们看十五章哦，到最后没有表决。
And let's look at whether they actually vote about this in chapter 15.
没有表决。
They did not take a vote on this.
所以这个十三节
，Verse 13，
他们祝声，然后雅各就说：“诸位弟兄，请听我的话。
”Verse 13， and after they had become silent, James answered, saying, "Men and brethren, listen to me."
然后他们就雅各就一直讲到二十一节。
So James spoke unto verse 21.
二十八节。
verse 28.
但圣灵跟我们定义，到最后他说这是圣灵跟我们一起决定。
It says it seems good to the Holy Spirit.
所以虽然是看人在讨论，大家属灵上很成熟，都心里一直在默祷，求神带领，给我们智慧，让我们了解神要怎么做。
Even though this are the members having a discussion, but because they are spiritually mature, the Holy Spirit was guiding them to tell them what to do.
是用这种态度来治理教会的。
So they use this attitude to solve the issues in church.
所以教会是神的，国度是神的。
So the church belongs to God and the kingdom belongs to God.
那我们就回来看。
Let's look back.
马太福音第六章。
To Matthew chapter 6.
第六章的十三节
Chapter 6 verse 13
权柄是神的
And the power yours is the power
一个国家一定要一个力量才有办法来统治
There must be a ruling power in a kingdom
那教会是神的国那这个力量从哪里来
So if church is the kingdom of God where does this power come from
是权柄是神的
This power and authority belongs to God
所以我们在看一个国家要兴旺
If you want to have a nation be strong
人才很重要
It's very important to have a well-qualified people
美国为什么成为一流的国家
Why is it that America can be such a powerful country?
因为这里面有很多非常聪明的人
Because there are many very wise and smart people in this country
他能够去知道know-how 别人不知道他能够发明出来
so they have the know-how and invent things that other people cannot
那教会是属神的
so the church belongs to God
所以教会要兴旺一个最重要的关键要有权柄
so for a church to prosper important key is to have the power
我们今天想想看
if we think about it today
如果有一个人
if there's a person
他没有受过什么教育
He has not received no formal education.
他没有很显著的什么家庭背景。
He does not have some strong family background.
他长起来也不好看。
He's not much to look at.
他也没有钱。
He's not wealthy.
这样的人讲话谁会听
？Who will listen to such a person speak?
我想没有人会听。
I believe no one will listen to him.
死了大概就被忘记了。
And after he died, probably he'll be forgotten.
这一个人就是主耶稣啊。
But this person is Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他竟然一次讲道吸引五千个人。
But he spoke once and 5,000 people want to follow him.
因为他讲话有权柄。
Because in his words there is power.
他圣经特别讲不像文士。
The Bible says that he is not like a scribe.
讲得很好听，里面没有力量。
That they have a beautiful speech, but there is no power in their speech.
他有权柄能够打进人的心。
He has the power to touch people's hearts.
那接下去，他有权柄变饼。
He has the power to make bread.
解决他们的困难。
To solve their problems.
所以这些听到人就跟着他走。
And so these people who heard his words want to follow him.
什么都没有的一个人，竟然五千个人跟他走。
This person who does not have anything attracted 5,000 people to follow him.
而且要尊他当王。
And want to make him king.
权柄，这是权柄。
This is power.
那主耶稣死了以后。
After Lord Jesus died.
你看多少的人为着主耶稣在奋斗。
And you can see how many people are striving for Lord Jesus Christ.
在传主耶稣的福音。
To preach his gospel.
当时犹太教是几千年的势力、一个传统。传统的势力。
And that time, the Judaism was over 1,000 years old of a religious power.
这么有力量的传统。
And this such a powerful tradition.
彼得一次证道就把它打破了。
Peter had been able to overcome this power with only one sermon.
彼得是谁
？Who was Peter?
圣经说是无学的小民。
Peter was an unlearned man.
是捕鱼的人。
He was a fisherman.
今天捕鱼的人站在这里讲道，谁会听
？If you have a fisherman here, preaching today, who will listen to him?
但是为什么彼得能够一次证道改变了三千个人
？Why is it that Peter can change 3,000 people with just one sermon?
我们看《使徒行传》。
Let's look at the book of Acts.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
37节。
Verse 37.
众人听见这个话就觉得扎心，对彼得跟其余的弟兄说：“我们应当怎么行
？”37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?"
神的话就是宝剑。
So the words of God is like a sharp sword.
是圣灵的宝剑。
It's the sword of the Holy Spirit.
当被圣灵充满的时候
，When we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
神的话能够扎到人的心。
The words of God can cut into our hearts.
人就开始悔改了。
And we'll repent.
那我们应该怎么行
？So and what should we do?
大家都很喜欢告诉别人怎么做。
Everyone likes to tell other people what to do.
因为这代表我比别人高。
Because it seems like we're better than someone else.
那这些人进来难为彼得，这个问这个渔夫，那我怎么行
？But this person came to ask Peter the fisherman, what should we do?
那彼得讲的也不是很好听啊。
But what Peter said was not actually that great to hear.
你们要悔改。
Repent.
悔改是什么
？What does repenting mean?
我有罪。
To recognize that I have sinned.
你赦免我。
Please forgive me.
我有罪。
I have sinned.
你帮忙我改变。
Please help me to change.
这个是不简单的、啊。
This is not easy.
为什么一次证道三千个人悔改
？Why is it that his one sermon cost 3,000 to repent?
权柄。
Because of power.
属灵的权柄。
His spiritual power.、
哦、所以保罗说：“我用神迹奇事的能力，圣灵的权柄，让外邦人来顺服。”
So Paul says that through the power of the miracles and the Holy Spirit, he caused the Gentiles to believe.
今天我们社教会的发展不在乎里面有没有什么社会的名流。
So today, for a church to grow, it's not related to whether we have very capable people in the church.
社会的名流，大家所尊重。
To have famous and well-respected people in the church.
我们看实际圣工的发展，这个。成长率很高的，常常这个教会里面的信徒都是很普通的。
If we look at the different churches, oftentimes the church with the fastest growth, you see the members are actually very normal and common people.
为什么这样的教会会成长
？So why is it that this type of church will grow?
因为他觉得我什么都不是啊，我只有一条路可以走，我就祷告。
Because they feel that they are nothing, there's only one way they can help the church is that is to pray.
那一祷告被圣灵的能力充满。
And once they pray, they're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
进来的吸毒可以戒毒啊，重病的病得医治。
And those who come, if they're addicted to drugs, they're cured, and if they are ill, they're healed.
忧郁症一祷告好了，他能不信吗
？Those who are depressed are cured of their depression, and how can these people not believe?
当然，我们在社会上很突出，这是神的恩典。
Of course, if you're really accomplished in the world, this is God's blessing.
但是如果我们想，因为我在社会上我能做什么，就能够带给教会什么，这是错误的。
But if you think that because we have a certain position in the world, we can bring something to the church, this is a wrong thinking.
神的国的扩张在乎神的权柄的显明。
The growth of the kingdom of God depends on the power of God.
当我们觉悟我们在社会的条件没有办法带给教会什么时候，我们大家就会谦卑认真祷告。
If we can recognize that our accomplishments in the world cannot bring anything to the church, then we can humble down and pray.
那大家一祷告，圣灵充满，权柄能力充满，教会就会发展。
We can pray together, and everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit, and God's power come among us, and the church can grow.
圣经里面才说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
So the Bible says that we do not rely on our own strength or our own talents.
依靠势力，依靠才能，这是社会的组织。
These are all ways that's according to the world and the worldly organizations.
我们依靠什么
？What do we rely on?
我们依靠神的灵。
We rely on the God, God's Spirit.
所以有时候我们常常想说，哎，教会发展要财力，要人力，要神力。
So oftentimes we say that for a church to grow, we need people, we need wealth, and we also need God's power.
然后我们讲到这个三个好像是三分之一，各三分之一的重要性。
But when we talk about this, it seems like these three are all equally as important.
其实从圣经看就不是这样的。
But if we look at the Bible, this is not so.
第一个条件就是神的力量。
The very first requirement is the power of God.
如果神的能力在教会运行，
if the God's power is working inside,
大家被神的能力感动，
everyone is moved by the power of God.
钱就拿出来了，还怕没有钱吗？
There will be enough money to do God's work.
当初他们在重建圣殿，
at the time when they're rebuilding the temple.
那些金银从哪里来
？Where did this wealth come from？
神感动他们每个人就拿出来。
God moved them, and each one of them contributed.
那人力从哪里来？
And where did this human power come from?
也是从神的能力来。
This also came from the power of God.
如果神用一点点能力感动一个人，
If God used just a little bit of His power to move someone,
天天感动，都感动流眼泪，他能不出来做神的工吗？
If He's moved to tears, how can He not come out to do God's work?
所以这三个不是三分之一这样均等的重要性。
So these three things are not equally important.
国度的扩张在乎权柄，属灵的权柄。
The growth and the expansion of God's kingdom relies on depends on the.
为什么教会要重视祷告
？So why is it that we must emphasize on prayer？
这是万国祷告的殿。
This is the house of prayer for all nations。
我们来到教会关心教会。提供意见很重要，但是不是提供意见，教会就能够进步的。
We come to church. It's important for us to care for the church and offer up our opinions. But church cannot grow based only on our opinions.
如果我们真的关心教会
，If we truly care about church，
每天来教会祷告
，We come to church and pray every day.
因为教会需要权柄
，Because the church needs power.
有权柄，问题才能解决；有权柄，才能够扩张。
We need this power to solve our problems, and we can only with this power can the church grow.
所以关心教会要从祷告开始。
So if you care about the church, we must start from prayer.
所以国度是你的，权柄也是你的。
So yours is the kingdom and the power.
那第三个就是荣耀也是你的。
And the third is yours is the glory.
教会是荣耀神的地方。
So the church is a place to glorify God.
不是个人追求荣耀的地方。
This is not some place for people to seek their own glory.
因为教会有神的宝座。
Because God's throne is inside the church.
神看不见，神的宝座在教会里面。
Even though God is invisible, His throne is inside the church.
这是施恩的宝座。
This is a mercy seat.
因为神怜悯我们。
Because God has mercy on us.
所以我们祷告，这个病得医治，那个困难解决，那个找到职业。
So in our when we pray, we our illness receive, we're cured of our illness. We find jobs when we are unemployed.
这荣耀是神的，因为他的宝座在这里。
This glory belongs to God because His throne is inside the church.
所以我们在教会里面不强调个人。
So in the church, we do not emphasize individuals.
我们做完圣工，只能说我是无用的仆人。
And after we finish God's holy work, all we can say is, I'm a useless servant.
我们上个礼拜读经有提到基甸。
And last week when we were studying the Bible, we studied Gideon.
基甸啊，一切做的事情都是好的。
And everything that Gideon had done was good.
只有到年纪大的时候做了一件事情。他没有想出这个后果这么严重。
But he made a mistake in his old age, and he did not foresee the consequence.
就是他用金啊，用那个打仗得来这个金呢、啊，做了一件以弗得。
He used the gold that they had earned from their conquerors to make an ephod.
在四十节第八章。
In Judges chapter 8.
第八章的二十七节。
Chapter 8 verse 27.
基甸以此制造一个以弗得，设立在本城厄弗他佛。后来以色列人拜了那个以弗得神的邪淫。这就做基甸跟他全家的网罗。这个地方在讲啊，基甸呢、啊、做以弗得。
The Gideon made an ephod.
那以弗得是圣衣啊，穿着要进到圣殿里去拜神了、啊。
So ephod was actually a holy garment that the priest would wear into the temple.
但是人每一次看到那个以弗得，就想，哎，这个金子是基甸带领我们去打胜仗才拿来的。
But every time people see this ephod, they remember that it was because of Gideon that they had all this gold.
所以那一件以弗得间接是在纪念基甸所做的功劳。
So this ephod indirectly was actually used to remember the work of Gideon.
变成他跟他全家的网罗。
So this became a snare to his household.
所以我们圣工做完，人不知道最好。
So after we have done the holy work, it's best that no one remembers.
那如果有人称赞，感谢神，这是神的荣耀。
If someone praises the work, then we thank God because this is God's glory.
好像施洗约翰，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Like what John the Baptist said, that he must increase and I must decrease.
我们只是一个器皿。
We are only a vessel.
只是一个工具。
We are only a tool.
不是透过我们在教会的服事要得到什么。
We do not try to gain something out of our service to the church.
我们只想完成神的旨意，对神有托付。
We only want to fulfill God's work and to fulfill our duty to God.
所以国度、权柄、荣耀，全是神的。
So yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
一直到永远，到主耶稣再来。
to forever until the day of Jesus' second coming.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.